South Africa's icon of nonviolent resistance against apartheid and first president of a reconciled country, Nelson Mandela, is dead at the age of 94. The editor of South Africa's leading Catholic weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper, Gunter Zimmermacher, spoke with Chris Altieri about Mandela's life and legacy.
Nelson Mandela was a legend in his own lifetime when he was imprisoned. He was a symbol for the struggle against apartheid, to an extent that Margaret Thatcher described him as a terrorist, which was a statement that sort of galvanized people who were not necessarily supporters of the ANC behind the ANC. He became a figurehead. And, of course, he also became a negotiation partner. The end of apartheid came when the then-state president, P.W. Botha, requested a meeting with Nelson Mandela. Not the warmest of meetings, but nevertheless, it was a catalyst which F.W. de Klerk, who succeeded Botha, took to its conclusion. Mandela and de Klerk had a partnership going on which was not necessarily based in warmth and amicability, but nevertheless a recognition that that the white establishment and the burgeoning black leading class would have to cooperate with one another. And this is something that Nelson Mandela, after his release, very much personified. Mandela is, of course, remembered as somebody who brought a peaceful spirit of reconciliation to the post-apartheid era. That spirit is still alive. I don't think it has died away. It has been criticized by some people since then. But I think in the long run, people are going to remember the revolution in South Africa turning out to be as peaceful as it was because of Nelson Mandela and the spirit that he personified. Even though, of course, he did not invent that spirit was very much evident even during the struggle years. But Nelson Mandela is the embodiment of that spirit.
He did have a fascinating sort of spiritual and political journey in that he embraced at different points in his life sort of revolutionary ideologies that were certainly not nonviolent. And he eventually came around to see nonviolence as the way forward. Can you talk with us a little bit about that?
Well, I think it's a misconception. I think Nelson Mandela was always interested, firstly, in negotiations and in peaceful resistance. The founding of the military wing of the ANC, Umkhonto Sizwe, was a response to the banning of the ANC and other liberation movements in 1960 following the Sharpeville massacre. It was only then that that Nelson Mandela embraced an armed revolutionary vision, which was not really put into practice the way it was in many other countries where there was civil war. In South Africa, I don't think that Mkhonto Sizwe were particularly effective as a revolutionary force. It was more a galvanizing force. So I think Nelson Mandela was always interested in a peaceful resolution to the conflict rather than an armed solution. The armed solution was really a final attempt at effecting change.
His presidency, the 5 years of his presidency from 1994 to 1999, were a key moment in the life of the nation. Can you talk with us about the importance of his presidency in terms of a transition to out of apartheid and into a reconciled national discourse?
Well, as president, Mandela was mostly a figurehead rather than a ruling president. I think most of the day-to-day running of the country at that time was done by his then vice president or deputy president, Thabo Mbeki, who of course succeeded him for almost two terms. Mandela was during that time a figurehead of the transition, of the peaceful transition, of the reconciliation, of an optimistic outlook to the future, one that hasn't been entirely fulfilled. It was a very optimistic, a very heady time when South Africa thought that we are always going to remain the darling of nations. I think that the past 15 years have disabused South Africa of that notion. But nevertheless, Mandela's presidency certainly set a template for peaceful transition, not only for South Africa, but for other countries as well. And I think that much of the peaceful transition that has taken place in many countries in Africa were, at least to some extent, influenced by the example that was set by Nelson Mandela, including, of course, his very voluntary handing over of power to a successor, which in the 1990s, it was not a given in Africa that would happen.